Bonjour, guten Tag, privet, hello, and welcome back to the D'Espoir podcast. Here we are with a special edition, no spoilers, just the facts, ma'am, episode, where we will be walking down the lane of Eurovision, talking about all things Eurovision without revealing any sordid special secrets about the performers or songs of this year's Eurovision. Tune in for our next episode. That will give you all the spoilers and the saucy gossip. But for now, take the fingers out of your ears and hold up your la-la-la-las. The big news that's just been dropped is that TikTok is returning again as the official entertainment partner for Eurovision 2024. This is actually the third year that the social media platform has teamed up with Eurovision. TikTok has made a formal statement. They've said, quote, "Now gearing up to elevate the fan experience to new heights. Users can search for the dedicated hashtag, #Eurovision2024, which will unlock a treasure trove of exclusive content, taking them deeper into the heart of the contest." That's #Eurovision2024. And of course, enjoy it while it lasts, because if the world governments go ahead with their plans and decide to ban TikTok because of its links to communist China, this could be the last year that Eurovision is teaming up. I know there has been a lot of government meetings, talks, investigations. In Australia, you are not allowed to install TikTok if you have a government phone. Everyone seems to be running scared of TikTok in the government, but to be honest, do not understand the tactical advantage that communist China will gather if they learn whether I can floss or not on the dance floor. Or just how uncoordinated I am, or how bad I am at my attempt at cooking videos. Are those national secrets we really need to keep? I don't think so. And let's be honest, do they have time to spy when they have to dedicate how many trillions of hours are now up on TikTok? Who's got the time to spy after that? Already over 589,000. Okay, actually, less than I thought, only 500,000. 500,000 TikTok videos have already been created with the hashtag Eurovision, highlighting the community's anticipation for the contest. But it's just another way for Eurovision fans to reach out to each other across the world and share our love and our crazy costumes. I have to be honest, one of my other favourite things of Eurovision is I love seeing the homemade costumes that people come up with. Sheer magic for one night that most of these people spend in their living room just getting drunk on. I love the commitment. I'm still working on my own green puffy sleeves to make. I've got the pina colada recipes ready to go. I could not find any Courage green puffy sleeves online. I don't know why. That's what everyone should be wearing. Which, if you do have any amazing Eurovision TikToks, feel free to tag us in us so we can check it out. Oh, does this mean I'm going to have to start a D'Espoir TikTok page? I think the sign is, I'm shaking my imaginary eight ball. Signs point to yes. Meanwhile, in Malmo, Sweden is getting all pumped up and is preparing for the city-wide party that is going to be Eurovision. And not just content with hosting an amazing Eurovision, they're already planning to let the party spill out into the streets and rub it all in their faces. Damn you! They're setting up their own Eurovision village, which is situated in Folkets Park and will be running for the entire week leading up to the grand final. They're going to have food, music, light, laughter. They're also going to have a stage with amazing performers. I don't know, just small people. Have you heard of Goa? That is the worst interpretation ever. They will be at the party and they will be sounding nothing like that. Ukraine's Go-Up will be performing. They'll also be bringing out Swedish favour Dotter. Now, if you don't watch the national finals, you'll be like, who is Dotter? But for people obsessed with the Swedish national grand final, Melodifestivalen, Dotter is an absolute favourite. Dotter has tried not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but several times. That's right, several times she has competed in Melodifestivalen for the attempt to represent Sweden at Eurovision 2024. And every year she gets denied, but every year she comes back usually sparklier and brighter. She has personality. She has a talent. I think there has to be a quota set up. Once Dotter gets a certain amount of punches in her card, surely Sweden just consider that ticket punched and let her go to Eurovision. But don't worry, they are not just filling this stage with wannabes and almost and second places. They are also bringing first place winners to the stage. They are bringing the majestic Conchita Wurst. Every year, Malmö holds a huge pride parade. For Eurovision week, Malmö Pride is presenting an evening featuring Conchita Wurst performing a live concert. That would be fantastic. The festival is also opening its doors for drag show, drag show, drag show. Featuring drag stars Elektra from Sweden, Bag of Chips from the UK, DQ from Denmark, and Miss Toby from Sweden. But if you're not able to make it all the way over to Sweden, don't worry, you can still treat yourself. Pop on your earphones, pop on the best of ABBA or your Eurovision highlights and head straight to IKEA. Get them Swedish feels. Buy that couch, bring it home, assemble it, and then plonk your butt down for 3 nights of fun, sequins, and the best music you'll hear all year. And some of the worst. Look, I'm going to be honest. There will probably be, no, actually, I know what act I'm thinking about. I'm not saying anything, but it will be terrible. And you will be scarred and you will say, Lizzie, why didn't you warn us about this song? And I'll say, well, you asked me not to tell you. But you know what? Everyone is talking about how amazing it's going to be in Sweden, how it's going to be in Malmö, which is a big to the rest of us who are stuck here and everyone who couldn't get tickets. So you know what? We're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to show you the other side. We're going to show you the bad side of Sweden and what you're missing out on. So you'll be like, good. I'm glad I can sit at home in my track pants. So for a bit of fun in TripAdvisor, I put in a search for the worst restaurant in Malmö, Sweden. And this is what it came up with. O'Leary's. Okay, and there is your first sign. Why is there an Irish pub in Sweden? But it gets better. It's not just an Irish pub. It's an Irish-themed Nantucket American pub in Sweden. Out of the 21 bars and pubs in Malmö that are listed on TripAdvisor, it is number 20. Ooh, we're going to have to find number 21 next. It looks like it's serving burger and fries, and there is a very weird picture. I think it's supposed to be, is it nachos? Except there's no sauce on the chips. There's just a little side dish of the tiniest amount of salsa and guac. 105 reviews. Oh, the average, okay, is a 3-star rating. That's actually a lot better than I thought for the 20th out of 21 pubs and bars in Malmö. Captain FJW has given it 1 star, saying it is overcharged and underpoured. The card reading didn't work, so the girl behind the till decided to add a 10k tip. A 10k tip. Okay, 10k is thousands. Are you saying she added a $10,000 tip? It's saying more. It doesn't explain. No, I think They actually put $10,000 as a tip? What? Because they're complaining way over 10% before passing the machine back for a PIN number. My Lord, my card freaks out and I have to put my PIN number in if I spend over $99. My debit card would pass out if somebody asked it for $10,000. But it's all right. The captain disputed it with the bank and the bank agreed. They probably didn't offer a $10,000 tip on their $30 burger. The captain's words, "I check everything here as they'll scam you for anything." Ooh, that was in September of 22. Andrew, one star, has marked it unpleasant, nonchalant, and rude. "Don't go here for lunch if you don't have more than an hour to spend. I ordered fish and chips, which is a fast dish to make, but I gave up after half an hour. The staff is rude and don't have any understanding that some of us only have 1 hour for lunch." True, true, but does that mean you walked out after half an hour? Why? What happened in the rest of your lunch break? You had a whole other half hour. Were you able to find a meal? Was it brought out in reasonable time? But that was nothing, apparently, to Kenneth's experience. Kenneth is from Stockholm, Sweden. Ooh, is this a bit of city rivalry? Ooh, is Malmo and Stockholm, are they like blood enemies? Am I working into a feud I'm unaware of? Now, Kenneth is not going to be too dramatic or over the top. He's going to be very reserved, as you can tell by his review, which is entitled "Worst Treatment Ever!" 1 star. He posted on Facebook and wrote to management as well. Well, he's penned a letter. You know he's angry. "What me and my friend business associate..." Friend slash business associates. We're not here to judge, man. We're not here to judge. "Experienced is hard to describe in words." It's weird that you've chosen words then as the form to describe the experience, but carry on. "I would never ever set my foot in that place again." There's a lot of multiple full stops. I can't really do the justice of the multiple, so many multiple full stops. "The responsible person in this place even had the nerve to speak rude to us. Not listening to our stories, we just left and had our conversation outside since the personnel made us feel bad and angry." You know what? I will not fault you for that, Kenneth. There is a lesson in that for all of us. If somebody is doing something that makes you feel bad and angry, just get up and walk away. Walk away immediately and possibly report them to somebody. Kenneth goes on to say, "This place should be closed immediately or at least have the staff fired." In brackets, "which is impossible in Sweden." Kenneth sums up his experience with expensive, smelling, rude staff and genuinely very bad. "Don't go there!" Multiple exclamation points. But hang on, expensive, smelling, rude staff. Is the place expensive and smelly with rude staff, or are the staff expensive, smelly, and rude? Now I'm intrigued. Now I kind of want somebody to go in and let us know. Does the restaurant smell, or is it the staff? Midia, 1 star. 55% under average. That's a very, very precise amount. I'm curious, he seems to have put a lot of time, thought, and math to come up with this figure. But yes, 55% under average. "But with good management, they could improve the place totally, 500%. Oh, and it seems that this gentleman has actually sat, done the math, and possibly worked out a business plan. So if you are hoping to open an Irish Nantucket American-themed burber joint in Malmö, Sweden, possibly look up Mike Lynn, 62, who lives in Malmö, Sweden. So that will be very convenient. Your business manager is in the same town. "The mistake we made was to sit down without asking. Well, see, you're starting off on a bad foot here. After the waitress walked past our table three times, yes, thrice, without acknowledging us, I asked for some service and asked if she hadn't noticed us. With a sarcastic tone, she replied, although I have to be honest, I do have a slight feeling she wasn't the first one to lead with the sarcastic tone, but carry on. She replied with a sarcastic tone, "Most people wait to be seated." Then asked in an even more sarcastic tone, "If we didn't intend to eat, we should sit in the bar." We were not off to a good start. We told her that we might want to eat, but we would like to have a drink first. It was obvious to see that she thought we were lying. I ordered a glass of wine and my friend wanted a beer. You could see that she was totally pissed off with us. You don't know. Her parents might have been murdered by a glass of wine and a beer. Don't judge. My friend then asked another matrix where the toilet was. She told him that the toilets were only for paying customers, so you can only go to the toilet after you have paid your bill. Well, that's awkward. After being treated so badly, we asked to speak to the manager. That was mistake number two. Well, finding out that you can't use the toilet in an emergency, you have to pay your bill first, that might not be the only accident number two. He continues, "I have never been treated so rudely by a manager. She would not listen to our point of view. The service wasn't the best in the world." She repeated as well that we should have waited to be seated. So apparently, FYI, in Malmö, wait to be seated. Apparently it's a very prickly issue. We paid the bill and left. Oh, and after all that you went through to be able to use the toilet, you didn't even use the facilities. Oh, that's how outraged you were. That was in October of 2017. Doctor, is it grinding? Has given them one star. Tried eating vegan. Big mistake. Oh, well, there's me out. Okay, so these were reviews from 2017 through to 2022. Let's see if things have improved. Oh no, October 12th. These are the last three reviews. October the 12th, 2002, one star, overcharged and underpoured. December 2022, oh, we're getting better, three stars, early closing. Outraged. Apparently they will shut on time regardless if a World Cup match is currently underway. But the absolute most recent review is from January 13th, 2024. Yes, they made it back. Five stars. Bowling and family lunch. Super friendly staff, especially the girl from Colombia. Food came in time and facilities were clean. Yes, they've cleaned up. They got rid of the smell and they're letting people use the bathroom. That's all it took, O'Leary. That's all it took. I guarantee they waited to be seated. That's the difference right there. Just remember that at home next time somebody is going on about how bloody exciting, oh, we're going to Sweden for the party. Know that you can walk around, you smell good, you can use the toilet facilities before you pay your bill. You don't have to ask anyone to sit. Now, the big question is, so that was number 20 out of the 21 pubs and restaurants. What could possibly be worse than O'Leary's in Malmö? It turns out at number 21, it's O'Leary's at Malmö. The difference is number 20, O'Leary's at Malmö Central, 21, O'Leary's at Malmö Entree, which has 2.5 stars, baby. 72 reviews with an average of 2.5. Ooh, it has. So obviously you've got the reviews, the markings, excellent, very good, average, poor, terrible. It has not had one excellent review. Oh, that's harsh. Well, you know what? At least I guess the good thing is they're consistent. Peter kicks it off. One star. This place is a joke. Shuts at 8:30. Gravel. One star. Terrible service. Mally, 1 star. Just one word. Horrible. Geezers has just titled his review worst, full stop, restaurant, full stop, ever, exclamation point. Expensive and horrible service. Ooh, okay. Those reviews were from 2015 up to, May of 2022. All right, let's see. What are the last 3 reviews? Has it got any better? No. Top three reviews, most recent reviews. Third place, Travel has given it a 1. Terrible service. Staff attendees care more about themselves than customers. Well, I'm not going to fault anyone for that. Yes, you should love yourself. You know what drives me crazy is whenever people start banging on about the customer is always right, the customer is always right, you're using that quote wrong because you're only using part of the quote. The entire quote is the customer is always right in terms of taste, which means if the customer wants to spend their money on the most butt ugly stuff, if they want to hang green curtains with their pink sofa, you let them do it if they think it looks good. Never did it mean you were always right about everything and we have to kiss your ass. I've worked in retail. You're not right. You're an idiot. Second latest review was from 2020. I got a 3-star, very understanding waitress who was more than happy to change my blackened salmon with a new one. Latest review comes from May the 3rd, 2022. Peter has just said, this place is a joke. Shuts 8:30 p.m. Popped in just in time to make sure they were showing the football semi-final. Guess what? They shut 30 minutes before kickoff. Sorry, but how can you advertise yourself as a sports bar but shut just before the game starts? Oh, you can only laugh at the irony. 1 star. So there we go. Everything is not going to be fabulous for a week in Sweden. It might just be bloody awful and without adequate toilet facilities. And to everyone who will be going to Malmö this week, I'm kind of intrigued. Do a slip into O'Leary's. Do a modern up-to-take review. We want to know. We need 2 of you to go in at the same time undercover. One of you has to stand there and wait for service. The other, just walk on in. That can be our at-home version of pre-Eurovision. One go to Malmö Entre, one go to Malmö Centro, and then we can have the grand final for the worst off and decide which is the worst O'Leary's in Malmö. But join me later in the week where we'll be having our next episode where we will be giving away some of the scandal, some of the stories, discussing some of the songs that will be competing this year at Eurovision 2024. So if you want to know, join us. We're going to have a look at the singers for Azerbaijan, Luxembourg, Denmark, and a little bit of gossip about Australia's entry. See us there. In the meanwhile, be good to each other. Drink some water. Don't lick any light posts. And don't let anyone at O'Leary's tell you can't use the toilets.